Theater presents The Screen Guild Players. The Lady Esther Screen Guild play tonight, Holiday. The starring players...
This is Loretta Young.
And this is Joseph Cotton.
Tonight, Lady Esther presents the Screen Guild players in the delightful radio adaptation of the Columbia picture Holiday, based on the play by Philip Berry. It stars Joseph Cotton as Johnny Case and Loretta Young as Linda Seaton. The Lady Esther Screen Guild players in Holiday. Just suppose your name is Linda Seaton, and your father is so fabulously rich he has a stock market ticker where his heart ought to be. And suppose one morning you step out of your room and find your sister in the arms of a strange young man. What would you do? What? Well, if you're Linda Seaton, you'd just grin and say...
Julia, for shame. And on a Sunday morning.
Oh, Linda!
Who's your partner? Anyone I know?
Johnny, this is my sister, Linda.
How do you do?
Oh, fine, fine, thanks. You look like you're doing all right, too.
Not bad.
Linda, his name is Johnny Case. I'm going to marry him next month.
Well. Say, Case, stand over here in the light, will you?
Sure.
Just what I thought. I never saw him before.
Neither had I, until a week ago at Lake Placid.
Oh, Julia, my pet. Does Father know?
Well, you see, he's at church.
Oh.
And I thought if I joined him and told him there...
Sure, sure. Catch him with his hymn book down. Young man, I hope you realize what you're getting into.
Well, I didn't know I was marrying into a house with a private elevator.
It isn't only the elevator. The house is haunted.
You mean ghosts?
Frightful ghosts, all wearing stuffed shirts.
Any full-dressed skeletons in the closet?
Well, of course, Grandpa. He stole the railroad from the stockholder.
Now, Linda, please.
And everybody knows about me, of course. I'm the black sheep.
Ah!
Julie, I think I'm going to like this man.
Oh, I'm glad. Because you're going to see him a lot.
Starting right now. Now, I'll show him around the family morgue while you run over to church and tackle Father. And remember, Julia, hit him when he's down.
When he's down?
Darling, after the collection, of course.
Pretty big hunk of house, all right. Three stories.
Four stories. We've still got one to go.
All right, four stories full of master suites, guest suites, service suites, a ballroom big
enough
to...
What's the matter? No light?
Well, that's not the word, but I'm impressed, maybe, like by a museum. No offense, Steve.
Oh, no offense, Case, no. Here's the fourth floor. Have yourself a look.
A playroom? Say, this is swell.
It was Mother's idea before she died. I guess it was an escape for her, too.
Escape from what?
Oh, lots of things. I don't mind the dust. I'm the only one who comes up here now.
Hey, look at all the gym equipment. Mm-hmm. Who performed on the flying trapeze?
I did. And a terrible little cousin named Seton Cram. We used to swing by our knees and spit at each other.
Fine thing.
I'm happy to say I rarely miss.
Oh, piano, trap drums, banjo, mandolin. Who's the musician in the family?
Ned, my brother. He could have been a fine musician if Father had let him. Poor Ned struggled for a while, but... Look, there's a picture of Julia as a little girl.
Yeah, she was pretty even then, wasn't she? You know, there's still so much about her I've got to find out.
Yeah, go ahead, fire away.
Well, like this artist, easel, is this hers that you paint? Could I look?
No, no, please don't look at that.
Why not?
Well, it isn't Julia's, it's mine. That was one of my, was my artistic period.
It was? You mean it's over and buried?
Here lies Linda the artist. Don't disturb the ashes. Frankly, I stink.
Well, what else did you try?
Oh, lots of things. Would you like to see the sleepwalking scene from Macbeth?
Not while I'm conscious.
Well, that's too bad, because the teachers at Miss Porter's school thought it was very promising.
And then?
Oh, just what the family calls my episodes. I wanted to be a nurse for a while. And once I almost got arrested for helping some strikers in New Jersey. I don't know that Father's on the board of directors. So now I just stay home and collect stamps.
I'll bet that's exciting.
Oh, it is. I have a genius for collecting things. Guess I get it from Grandpa.
That's marvelous.
Oh, it's wonderful. Now my life is complete.
Is it? On the level? Come clean, Seton.
Well,
not much fun for you, is it? All this lap of luxury, all these marble halls.
Well, if you want the truth.
Don't say it. I won't say it. I know.
And how does your garden grow, Kate? Is life so wonderful where you're living?
I don't call what I've been doing living.
No? And what do you recommend for yourself, Doctor?
A holiday.
For how long?
For as long as I need.
You mean just to play?
No. Now, look, I happen to be a lawyer, but I've had to work to get there. I've been working ever since I was 10. Now, I want to find out why I'm working, and the answer can't be just to pay the bills or pile up money.
What is the answer?
That's what I intend to find out in a minute I can afford it. I'm going to knock off for a while and...
Quit?
Retire young and work old. Come back and work when I know what I'm working for. Does that make any sense?
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. Just you, you know?
Well, not yet. I want to have enough money first.
Oh, she's got enough money for two or ten.
No, that's out. I've got to make it myself.
Oh, rather be right than rich, huh? Chase, you're a mighty strange bird in these parts. Yes? Oh, yes, Julie, he's up here with me. You have? Yes, of course, darling. And good luck.
Back? Have you told him?
Your father's in the first floor study. If you'll go down, he'll be glad to devour you at once. Longer would they be in there?
You know Father when he goes into his act.
Yeah.
Young man, what are your prospects?
And how much money do you have in the bank?
What are your antecedents?
Why, do you mean your mother wasn't even a Hoosier? Oh, Ned, it's so silly. It's so stupid. We've got all the position and money we need.
Take it easy. I think it'll be all right.
Do you really?
Julia usually gets what she wants.
Yeah.
Besides, her boyfriend seems to be a comer.
How do you know?
He happens to be with Hobson's firm. And on the way back from church, the old boy gave Father quite a sales talk.
What?
Told him the case had a brilliant future. In fact, he just put through that seaboard merchant.
Well, that's swell.
You've had a chance to talk to him, Linda. How do you feel? You like him?
Oh, Ned, that boy is like a breath of fresh air. Like spring. You know what he called his house? A museum.
Slow down. Here comes the bride, maybe.
Linda! Oh, Linda, I'm so happy.
Oh, you mean it, yes.
Oh, Father was just an absolute angel.
Oh, darling, I'm so glad for you. When are you going to announce it?
2 weeks from Saturday.
2 weeks from Saturday? Oh, that's New Year's Eve. Oh, Julia. Julia, let me give a party for it. Let's have some fun in this house before you leave, huh?
Oh, Linda, that's very sweet, but...
No buts about it. Just a few people, just yours and Johnny's friends up in the playroom, huh? I'll do it all. I'll plan it, Julia. You've got to let me just this once.
I'd really love it, dear, if we...
Oh, Julia, you don't know how important this is. It's my party for you. And no one else can touch it. And if anybody does, I won't come. Do you hear?
Oh, Linda, I only wish we could, but Father is making plans, you see. And
what?
He's giving us a formal announcement ball.
Trap him into a nice starch shirt, and once he's in, he'll never get out. Oh, don't let them, Johnny. Don't let them do it. 1 week. Johnny, remember your holiday. Remember what you promised yourself. 3 days. It's getting close. 2 days. Tomorrow. Tonight.
Downstairs. Well, thank you. We didn't mean to intrude.
Oh, well, wait a minute. Aren't you, Susan Elliott?
Why, yes, I am.
Well, I went to school with you. I'm Linda Seton.
Linda? You don't mean you're the... Oh, no, you couldn't be. Johnny said her name was
Julia. Oh, no. That's my youngest sister. Do you know Johnny?
No, for years. Miss, darling?
Yes, dear. You sure it's safe?
Oh, Linda, this is my husband. Miss, we went to school together. He lives here.
Here, in the garret?
I'm the bad sister, the one they don't talk about.
So was I.
And look what happened to her. She married me.
You know, that's a shame. It really is.
Why? I'm a college professor with a job.
Oh, no, no. I meant I haven't a thing to offer you. I never dreamed any of Johnny's friends would come.
No, we almost didn't. We thought it was a gag.
Fifth Avenue address for soup and fish.
Well, I wanted to give a party tonight up here. Just for a few of us. Good heavens, what's that?
The spirit of New Year's Eve.
No, it's my brother. Hey, Ned, you idiot. Meet Susan and Nick, they're old friends of Johnny's.
Look at him. Oh, yay.
Johnny used to live with us.
As we came to warn his bride, he never puts the cap back on the toothpaste.
Reunion, huh? We ought to have champagne.
Oh, nice idea. I'd like to drink. To Johnny.
No.
Johnny doesn't need it. He's doing all right.
What do you mean?
Having a whirl. Julia's got him in white tie and tails. Father's seeing that he meets the proper people.
Proper people?
Stuffed shirts.
Yeah, if you laid them all end to end, it would serve him right.
Well, that doesn't mean we can't have some champagne.
That's right, Ned. Go ahead and get it, will you? We'll have our party no matter what.
First time I've ever been at a shindig like this. First time I've ever worn a full dress uniform. How do I look? Julia?
Oh, Johnny, I'm simply furious with Linda. Father wants to announce our engagement at midnight. Why shouldn't you come down?
Oh, darling, it's just a headache.
She always gets them so conveniently.
Julia, dear.
Oh, yes, Father.
Linda hasn't come down yet, I see.
No, and now she's got Ned talking with her, too. She's been up there an hour.
I've had enough of her nonsense. I'm going up to get
her. Oh, excuse me, sir. Could I go?
You young man?
Oh, Father, Johnny has a way with it.
Very well. Tell her she still has certain obligations to her family. I insist she come down and enjoy herself.
Oh, that was swell. Or else I'm drunk. First champagne I've had since I was four.
Oh, now that's too bad. Long time no sex.
Say, Susan, has Johnny any more friends like Nick?
Oh, there aren't many like Nick. Or like Johnny either.
Oh, we've had lots of fun together, we three. You'll have lots more with Julia.
Please, let Ned and me join you sometimes, will you? We'll be guest members of the Johnny, Julia, Nick, and Susan Club.
Oh, what a wonderful idea. We'll have
this.
Hey, look, the big shot himself.
Nick. Susan, I didn't know you were here.
Now, that's only temporary. One more drink and he'll be out.
A wifely overstatement, Johnny. How are you, guys?
Wonderful, and you weren't wrong about the big shot either. That seaboard merger's gone through.
On the level?
Yes, indeed. My friends, there's a very fair chance that I'll quit business next Saturday.
Johnny, you're going on your holiday.
Absolutely. Johnny's declaration of independence.
Gotta have a drink on that. Here's to Seaboard Murphy.
And to Julia.
To Julia and Johnny and Seaboard and Stock. Here's happiness.
Thank you.
And Mr. Case, on behalf of the Fifth Avenue Anti-Stuffed Shirt and Music Society...
Huh?
Johnny, we've got a club. You and Julia and Nick and Susan and Ned and me.
That's mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Please, gotta have a seat.
Yes, go ahead, Johnny. Give us a seat, huh?
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, members of the Anti-Stuffed Shirt and Music Club, my platform is happiness.
Oh,
yeah.
More happiness and less money, more holidays and less work, until you know what you're working for.
Listen to the...
Starting next Monday, I'm free as a bird. No more routine, no office hours,
young man.
Father.
Hey, I couldn't help hearing what you just said. I feel it's something we ought to discuss.
Of course, sir. Anytime you say.
At once. I'll have Julia join us in the third floor study. I'll expect you down immediately.
Linda, you think I'll try to stop me?
Why not go down and find out?
What about the club?
Sorry, Kitty. The club is temporarily adjourned.
Lady Esther has presented Act One of Holiday, starring Joseph Cotten and Loretta Young. In just a moment, we will hear the Lady Esther Screen Guild players in Act Two. But first, a word from our hostess, Lady Esther.
Did you ever make a big fuss about something and then find it wasn't necessary at all? Find that some simple little way of doing it was quicker and better? Well, perhaps you make a big fuss about the care of your skin. Perhaps you use one cream to open the pores, another to close the pores, and still some other preparation to soften and refine the texture. Now, all that care is not only unnecessary, but it can be very harmful to your skin, so be careful not to overdo it. All you need is one cream that works with nature and helps nature, the way Lady Esther Face Cream does. And I'd like to prove that, not by words, but by visible evidence. That's why I asked you to make the Lady Esther patch test. Just rub a little Lady Esther Face Cream on one part of your face, like one cheek. Rub it on, wipe it off, and see how much brighter, fresher, clearer that patch of skin looks than the skin around it. Touch it with your fingers. Feel how the dry, rough flakes are gone. That will happen to your entire face when you apply Lady Esther Face Cream. For it does all the four things your skin needs most. One, it thoroughly cleans your skin. Two, it softens your skin. Three, it helps nature refine the pores. And four, it leaves a smooth, perfect base for powder. So why use three or four different preparations when all you need is this one scientific cream? Lady Esther four-purpose face cream will instantly beautify your skin, and the patch test proves it. In just 30 seconds, half a minute, you can see and feel the difference Lady Esther face cream makes in your skin.
Lady Esther presents the second act of Holiday, starring Loretta Young as Linda Seaton and Joseph Cotton as Johnny Case. Well, quite a little time has elapsed. And Johnny is still with Julia and her father, still in the third floor study of the Seaton mansion, still trying to explain his slant on life.
Oh, I'm not kidding myself. I know what people will say if I quit my job, that I'm marrying Julia just for the money. But I'm not. You know that, don't you, Julia?
Of course, darling.
Still, we can't go about making explanations to everyone.
I can't go about making excuses to myself. If I don't grab this chance, I may never get another.
It strikes me you choose a very strange time to tell us all this. You knew I planned to announce the engagement at midnight.
Then perhaps we'd better postpone the announcement till we come to some definite understanding.
Oh, my dear young man.
Oh, Father, please. May I talk to Johnny alone for a moment?
Well...
Go on down. I promise you it'll be all right.
Very well, Julia. But you'll have to hurry. We haven't much time.
Oh, Johnny, why did you do it? You knew all that talk would antagonize him.
Julie, you think it was just talk?
Now, you can't persuade me that a man of your energy and ability could quit at 30.
Julia.
Why, you don't know how exciting business can be. You'll love it, Johnny. I know you will.
You haven't the remotest idea of what I'm after, have you?
Oh, your holiday, of course. But why not wait a year or 2 years? We can talk about it then.
You think by then I'll be housebroken, don't you?
Well, now, darling, that's no way to talk.
3 minutes to New Year's, if anyone is interested.
Oh, we'll have to hurry. Linda, are you coming?
No, thanks. I'm standing pat.
Just plain stubbornness, that's all. Come on, Johnny.
I'll wait a moment with Linda, if you don't mind.
I do mind. Will you come, please?
In a moment, Julia.
Very well. I'll be downstairs.
Johnny, hadn't you better go down?
I don't know. Seaton has a conspiracy against you and me.
Really, Case? By whom?
The vested interests. They won't let you have any fun. They won't let me have any time to think.
Oh. You told them all your pretty little hopes and dreams, huh? Upset them?
Pretty bad. Mm. Of course. They may be right.
Well, they're not. You don't believe that, Johnny.
Well, they seem awfully sure.
Well, it's your ride, isn't it? You know where you want to go.
Well, I thought I did.
And you still do. Oh, Johnny, you can't give up.
No. Not now.
12 o'clock, folks. Happy New Year.
Same to you, Ned. How's the kissing on it, Linda?
Oh, why not?
Oh, good luck, Johnny. I think you're swell.
You're pretty much all right yourself.
Thank
I've got to run. See you later, sis.
Hey, where does he get that sister stuff? I never get you like that.
Shut up, Ned.
Sorry, I'm done.
Ned, what's it like to get drunk?
Well, it's... How drunk?
Good and drunk.
Great, why? What's bothering you, kid?
Nothing.
Johnny, huh? It's tough.
Just life, me Boyle.
I don't know why you're twice as pretty as Julian, 10 times as smart. If I
were
you,
don't be silly, Ned. They're in love. In about another minute, Father will be telling the whole world.
Linda.
Yes, Susan.
Oh, I'm all out of breath. Tell him, Nick.
What is it? What's wrong?
A little mix-up downstairs, I'm afraid.
What?
Well, it always takes two to have an engagement, and Johnny just grabbed his hat and went home.
Father was only trying to help him. He was even going to put him in the bank when we got back from our honeymoon. But no, all Johnny wanted to do was talk to Archie and make Father angry.
Now, Julia, darling, Johnny was talking as much for you as for himself.
I have everything in the world offered you on a silver platter. And then to walk out like that, with no consideration for Father.
Oh.
With no consideration for me. It's awful.
Now, look, it's not as bad as all that.
Oh, what am I going to do?
Well, you love Johnny and Johnny loves you. That's the only thing that matters. Now, don't worry, darling. Don't worry a bit. Little Julia will see that it all comes out right. Oh, Susan, if I could only find him and talk to him. He just disappeared.
Yeah, I know. He didn't talk to us either.
Oh.
Until this morning.
Well, then you see him.
He phoned. Told us he'd gone out of town to think things over. Wouldn't come back till he'd made up his mind.
Then he's decided.
He's sailing for South America tonight.
Is he asking Julia to sail with him?
I imagine. He said he was having lunch with her.
Oh, she's got to. She's just got to.
And if she doesn't?
Oh, she will. They'll work it out. If Johnny really loves her, he'll
find
out.
That's what we're afraid of.
Afraid?
That he'll compromise. Give up his holiday. Go into the bank and make himself over the way she wants.
Julia wouldn't do that to him.
Julia would. But you wouldn't. Nick, take that, will you?
Hello? Well, it's about time. What? Oh, that way, huh? You bet yourself. Yes, 7 shots. That was Johnny. We're to meet him at the boat.
What about Julia? What did he say?
The operation was successful, but the patient died. He asked her to sail, and the answer was no.
All I want you to do is think. Johnny is your chance to get away, to live, to break out of this morgue. You'll just see it that way. You'll be happy all the rest of your life. Oh, why don't you, darling? Why don't you chuck it all and go down to the boat?
I'm sorry. Father and I have accepted a dinner invitation at the car.
A dinner invitation? For a thing like that? Oh, Julia, you just can't. You'll feel sorry till the day you die.
Don't you worry about me. I'll be all right.
Perhaps even a little more than all right. But... then you don't love him. Do you?
Linda, let go of my arm.
You don't love him.
Are you mad? Are you...
answer me, Julia. Do you love him or do you not?
And what's that to you?
You don't, do you? Why not? It's written all over you. You're glad. You're glad he's gone.
And suppose I am.
Say it. I want to hear you say it.
All right, I'm glad. Is that what you want?
Yes, yes, it is. Thanks. Come in. Come on in.
Come in, Father, and join the merry throng.
Linda, don't be disrespectful. Julia, you'll have to hurry. We're late.
Go ahead, Julia. Go ahead. Run along to the Todd's. And while you're having baked Alaska, I'll be having the world.
Linda, are you out of your mind?
Come on, Father. I'll be seeing you sometime.
Where are you going?
On a trip, on a ride.
Linda, I demand an explanation.
Wait, Father. I know she's going with him. Linda, you are going with him, aren't you?
Yes, then you just try to stop me, somebody. Oh, please, just somebody try to stop me.
Did you notice Susan and Nick? I've never seen anyone so surprised.
Darling, did you happen to notice me?
Oh, you must have known. You did know, didn't you?
Oh, I guess I was afraid to admit it, especially to myself.
Oh, Havana, Rio, Buenos Aires. You're going to have a wonderful holiday.
We're going to have a wonderful holiday.
Yes.
The captain says he'll marry us as soon as we clear the harbor.
Oh, Johnny, I'm so glad. I'm so terribly glad.
On the level.
On the level. Ah, poor Ned. He was so worried.
Ned? Worried about what?
About me. You know, he said it'd be either you or champagne all the rest of my life. And you know, I never did like champagne.
Thank you, Joseph Tartan and Loretta Young, for a delightful performance. We hope you will be back with us soon again.
Well, you can count on both of us, Mr. Bradley. For that matter, you can count on every actor and actress in Hollywood. Because we all know the wonderful work being done by the Motion Picture Relief Fund and its county house and clinic. And we know that work is made largely possible by this radio program. Now, Joseph Cotton will be back in a moment. But first, a word from one of America's foremost beauty authorities, Lady Esther.
Thank you, Miss Young. Lady, perhaps you have a lot of different kinds of beauty preparations on your dressing table. Some of them may be very expensive. But what do they do for the appearance of your skin? Do they live up to the promises they make? Now, I prove every promise I make with the patch test. You see and feel the difference in your skin. To make the patch test, just rub a little Lady Esther face cream on one cheek. Rub it on, wipe it off, and look in your mirror. What you see will astonish you. For that patch of skin will glow with new freshness and clarity, will look brighter and smoother than any of the skin around it. And when you touch it with your fingers, you'll discover it's taken on a silky, petal-smooth softness. The dry, rough flakes are gone. You see, Lady Esther Face Cream does the four things your skin needs most for beauty. Others may copy these words, may say the very same thing I say. But remember, nobody can copy my cream. The very first application of Lady Esther Face Cream will show an exciting difference in your appearance. And you can prove it so easily in just 30 seconds with the patch test.
And now, here is Joseph Cotton.
Americans, by a precious tradition, can always discuss their problems in public. Food prices are a problem. Ceiling prices prevent them from becoming a menace. Don't hesitate to talk them over frankly with your grocer. Check all ceiling prices when you go to market and help keep America safe from inflation.
Next week, the Lady Esther Screen Guild Players will present Slightly Dangerous. It will star John Hodiak and Lana Turner. Be sure to listen. Loretta Young appears through the courtesy of International Pictures and will soon be seen in the Paramount production, And Now Tomorrow. Joseph Cotton can now be seen in the David O. Selznick production, I'll Be Seeing You. Music on tonight's program was arranged and conducted by Wilbur Hatch. You save enough on the largest size jar of Lady Esther face cream to buy a box of Lady Esther face powder. So remember, ask for the largest size. This is Truman Bradley speaking for Lady Esther, saying thank you. And good night. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.